Some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, visit carlgreer.com. That's CarlGreer.com. Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello, and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. I hope everybody is doing well. How are you guys doing? Is everyone staying healthy and happy and hopefully manifesting what they want? Today's a really fun show. I have dating and relationship expert Dr. Holly Beatty on with me today, and she's going to join us here in just a few minutes. For those of you who are tuning into my show for the first time, I'm also an author, and my book is titled Postcards to the Universe. Harness the universe's power and manifest your dreams. And in my book, there are 30 manifesting stories along with photographs that I took of contributors manifesting postcards. And I include writing exercises to help us get clear on what we want to manifest and a toolbox full of fun exercises on how to manifest love, money, health, career, and much more. And today we're going to be talking about manifesting love. So if you're interested in doing inner work exercises and reading people's incredible journeys of transformation, inspiration, and manifesting, please go to your favorite bookstore and you can purchase a copy. Those of you who listen to me on a regular basis know that each week I share a Magic Monday message, and it's an image of a manifesting postcard that I photographed with an affirmation. And I like to take that affirmation and focus on that for the week. I tap into the energy of that affirmation and keep repeating it to myself to increase its power to become a new belief that I incorporate into my life. And this week's magic message is, your future looks rosy. And if we think about that in manifesting terms, imagine you are dreaming yourself forward. What do you want to show up for you in your future? So let's take relationships, for example, since today we have a relationship dating expert on who's going to help us understand how we can manifest our perfect partner. So in your mind, how do you see your future with the partner of your dreams? When you want to manifest the love of your life, you may want to ask yourself, what do you want? Why do you want it? And what feeling do you want to get out of this relationship? And really visualize this. In fact, making a vision board is great. And also, of course, make a manifesting postcard on your perfect relationship and send it to me. I have had plenty of people do that and they have manifested their soulmates. So I just wanted to read this to you. This is not my words. These are the words by Ariel Ford, and I just thought it was so perfect for today. So this is what she writes. She writes, "Once upon a time, little girls were told fairy tales about handsome princes with magical kisses who would ride up on a white stallion and whisk them away to the land called Happily Ever After. Then reality struck. The white stallion was a beat-up old car, and the prince turned out to be a jerk. Happily Ever After seemed to be a never-neverland. Then one smart and sassy princess decided to do some research. She discovered prayers, meditations, intentions, and rituals, potent enough to manifest anything and everything her heart desired. First, she used it to get a parking space. Next, she started a business and built a big, fun career. Then she created a nonprofit and raised $1 million for homeless women. Finally, she utilized all her manifestation tools to land a soulmate. Not just any soulmate, the best soulmate ever. And in the process, she discovered happily ever after is really possible after all." So I just love that. I thought it was so perfect for today. So begin by thinking about the aspects of your life that you look forward to sharing with a partner and the way you would like to feel in his or her presence. by telling the universe the characteristics you're looking for in a soulmate. It's similar to typing in when we're searching on Google, right? When we're so specific when we search. So the more specific you are, the greater the chances that what you want is exactly what you're going to get. So imagine today your future romantic partner and know that your future looks rosy. So to see these images of my magic messages with the affirmations, you can go to my website, Postcards to the Universe, or any of my social media, because I post them each week. Okay, so next week I have Danae Sweet. She is an eclectic pagan witch, and she discusses witchcraft, paganism, spirituality, social topics, feminism, spirit guide spells, and magic on her podcast titled Witchy Woman Podcast. In honor of Halloween or Samhain, we're going to discuss searching for knowledge of witchcraft, the metaphysical, spirituality, and psychic ability. So join me next week for that. It's going to be a fun episode. Okay, now to bring out my guest today. Dr. Holly Beatty helps sincere, kind-hearted, conscious, single clients find the love of their dreams. With a doctorate in clinical psychology and a successful career in executive search, she is uniquely qualified to find your perfect match. She founded Find Love at Last in 2014 to help sincere women and men find lasting love, and has been a matchmaker, coach, and image consultant for over 8 years, working with sincere, commitment-minded single men and women who are ready for love. She introduces you to high caliber matches to create the love you desire. Dr. Holly is a dating expert and inspiring speaker who empowers, advises, and speaks on image, strategy, online dating, partner suitability, communication, and commitment. She brings in more than 15 years of rich personal dating experience before finding the wonderful man with whom she is happily committed. She created this boutique love life agency to expedite your path to love. Cultivating love one client at a time is her passion, and she would love for you to be her next success story. You can find out more about her if you go to her website, findloveatlast.com. Welcome, Holly. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Melissa. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Me too. Talk about relationships, right? relationships.
Yes.
Okay, so why don't you, before we get into it, share a little bit about who you are and how you became a matchmaker, relationship expert, dating coach?
Yes. Well, it was quite a long journey. I started off as a psychologist working with victims of crime. And I went straight through from kindergarten to doctorate, and I got a bit burnt out. And when I did that, I stepped into executive search, which is what I had done as I worked my way through graduate school. And I was pairing top talent with corporations and startups here in Silicon Valley. And I did that for quite a few years. But in all honesty, it was lucrative, but not terribly meaningful for me. And so when I finally got laid off years later, I really took that opportunity to really find my passion and my calling. And it took me on quite a journey around the world. I went to Africa twice, really exploring what my calling was and really trying to harness this opportunity. And when I got back, I decided that I really wanted to help people expedite their path to love. And so I started Find Love at Last in 2014, and I haven't looked back.
Wow, that's great. So you talk about, because I went through your website, you talk about manifesting your soulmate. But before we get to that, there's a couple of things. So what's the difference between a dating coach, because and you're also a matchmaker. So what's the difference?
Yeah. Well, often sometimes dating coaches are matchmakers. Sometimes matchmakers are also dating coaches. So the difference is that a dating coach helps empower you to find your own match, whereas a matchmaker finds them for you. And sometimes clients hire me for both. You know, what I have found is that those who do coaching or a class, because we aren't taught in school how to manifest our soulmates, tend to fare better once they become matchmaking clients. And sometimes they don't even need matchmaking after coaching or a class.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you also offer classes, right? You break down, you offer classes. So I'm going to let you share a little bit what that's about. And then we're going to get into, you know, manifesting our romantic partner. Go ahead.
Definitely. That sounds great. Yeah. So one of the things that I did last year when COVID happened was I wrote my Love It Last Masterclass, which is specifically for conscious single women to help them really harness their inner power to manifest their ideal partner. And so in that class, we explore resolving your past, the importance of self-love. We talk about image, and mindset is a huge one. We talk about, we get really clear on what you're looking for in a partner, in your ideal partner, and how to vet matches based on that. And then we talk about the importance of teaching others how to treat us. We go over modern guidelines, all the do's and don'ts of dating that nobody ever really tells you, and your relationship rights, and then ultimately how to get the commitment you want from the man of your dreams.
So this is what this masterclass is specifically for women.
It is. It is.
But you also work with men, though, because I know you have male clients.
I do.
Okay.
I do. Yeah.
So
with
for
men,
any of the
I
Yeah, for any of the men listening, I don't want them to feel they're left out, because you're not left out.
Not at all. No.
Right.
We do coaching and matchmaking for men. So, yeah.
Perfect. So, as an expert, why do you think so many people have problems finding a romantic partner?
It's a great question. You know, I think so much of it is because we aren't ever taught how to date, let alone land a soulmate, you know? And so much of it is trial and error. And so much of it has to do with our very most important relationship that we'll ever have is the relationship we have with ourselves.
Right.
And that tends to evolve over time, hopefully. And so, you know, because our relationship with ourselves determines what we will and won't tolerate from another. And that has so many implications for finding and sustaining love, especially a healthy relationship. So it's really hard to have a healthy relationship with someone else if we don't have a healthy relationship with ourselves.
Yeah, God, that is so true. And that kind of leads me into the next question. I mean, I have my own personal biases of why I think, but, you know, divorce rate is so high, right? So why do we think that? Why do you think that that is?
I think it's because we aren't being intentional about who we choose to partner with.
Yeah.
So often we just take the next best person that comes into our life. And we do what we think we're supposed to do next, you know, which is often marriage. And we aren't that, you know, we're so conscious often about the other parts of our life, like our career path or, you know, our retirement nest egg. You know, we all have a strategy for that. But most people don't have a strategy when it comes to finding love.
Right.
And they sometimes balk at even the idea of having a strategy because so many people just hope that they're going to run into their ideal partner, you know, walking down the street or at Starbucks, you know, and I certainly understand the hope. And it's not that it can't happen, but if it's something that you've really wanted to manifest in your life and it's been years, then, you know, I always say hope is not a strategy, you know?
Right.
Hope is a wonderful thing to have in addition to a strategy to help you manifest it.
Yeah.
And usually having that additional intention is what can make all the difference.
Yes, and I definitely agree with you, and I blame the rom-coms for romantic comedies for that running into, you know?
Yeah, we see these movies
and these Hallmark, especially Hallmark movies, the loved ones, which are so sweet. I just do love them. But they just always make it look like, yeah, you're at the cutest little bookstore slash coffee, you know, coffee shop, and the perfect man of your dreams is, you know, or standing in line behind you, or ordering coffee, and you're just like, yeah, okay. Right. And they just make it so romantic. And I think that gears towards it. And I also think many people, and I know this from friends and from just, you know, family also, many people get in relationships because they think they're supposed to, and they're settling. They're settling because they don't want to be alone. Yeah.
Right. That's huge. That is totally huge. The other piece is that we often don't know what to look for. You know, we have what we want, but we so often don't think about what we need.
Right.
And we're usually happiest when we have what we need. Mm-hmm. But we usually go after what we want, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another piece of it is we don't know how to show up in our power. And we don't really know how to co-create a healthy relationship.
Right.
Because no one ever tells us how. And
right.
so we just do trial and error, and we call our friends, and, you know, we try to evolve. And but there's so many potential rabbit holes to fall down. And I think, you know, what can be so frustrating to a lot of people that I speak with is they just don't know where the rabbit holes are. And I completely get it, because I fell down a slew of them myself, and I'm a psychologist.
Sure.
And I've always been somewhat discerning, but I had to really find the way for myself, you know? And so most people, it can be taught and it can be learned, but without knowing the way, knowing what the path is, because it's a totally different path to manifest your ideal partner than to just land a date. And so without that path, it can be very difficult to manifest on your own.
Perfect. Okay, we're going to pick this back up because this is important. So we're at our first break time. So let's take our break here and stay tuned, everyone. And we will be back in just a couple of minutes with Dr. Holly Beatty. Stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on OM Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave, at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Destination Unlimited. The rainbow is God's promise of hope for you and me. And though the clouds hang heavy and the sun we cannot see, we know above the dark clouds that fill the stormy sky, hope's rainbow will come shining through when the clouds have drifted by. Teresa Caprio is the president and founder of Rainbow Guardian, Inc., a nonprofit 501c3 serving the intellectually challenged / developmentally disabled, including autism. Teresa started the foundation in 1995 so she could help make a better life for her intellectually challenged daughter. Her dream is that the Rainbow Guardian will provide the necessary tools and education to help the public understand the special needs population, because it's often discarded in mainstream society. To find out more or make a donation in support, please go to www.rainbowguardian.org. Rainbow Guardian's special mission is to see these unique people live a happy, full life and have a future of liberty and equality.
Welcome back. And if you're just tuning in, I have matchmaker and relationship expert on, Dr. Holly Beatty, with me today. And we're talking about manifesting our intentional relationship, our long-term relationship. That's what we're really talking about. Wouldn't you say, Holly?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So I thought I was, when I was going through, you know, some of the bullet points on your website, I thought this is really something I think we should talk about, because I think that we all have this to some degree. So you say in a part of your course that you do, we're going to say goodbye to that pesky inner voice that says you're too old, not pretty enough, been around the block too many times. So let's talk about that, because every single girl I know says, I'm not thin enough. I'm too old. There's nobody out there in my market. You know? Yes. And I say, yeah. Well, if you believe that, then you're right. You know? I don't know what else 100%. To say.
Yes. It's what matters most is what you believe, right?
Right.
I mean, just last week, I had a 43-year-old woman from the UK reach out to me, and she thought she was too old to find love.
That's what I mean.
43. I mean, that's pretty young, you know?
Very young, yeah.
I've had clients who are 29 to 79, and
right.
You know, as long as you have a heartbeat, you know, it's right. Never too late for you. Yeah.
So why do you think that we all, especially women, it's easier for me to speak for women than it is for men, but I do know some men who feel the same way. I know some men who are like, oh, I'm getting too old now, and you know, just all this stuff. So we put these labels on ourselves. So why do you think that we have that? Is the society tell us this? I mean, why do we just go there?
Yeah, I think it's part of human nature to focus on, you know, where we don't feel whole. You know, I truly believe that we're whole now and that we're a masterpiece and a work in progress all at the same time. And so all we really need to do is accept ourselves as we are now. And we are worthy now. We're born worthy. And as soon as we accept that and claim it for ourselves, we tend to show up in the world differently. And it affects our energy. And energy is really magnetic, you know, and that can change everything, you know, because our energy is just an extension of our beliefs.
Right.
And our beliefs are so important, our mindset.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, now, that's so true that you said that about energy. I really think that that's an important part.
Yes. Especially in dating, right? Because, you know, even I do a lot of professional networking, and there's just certain people in a room that you just feel drawn to, and there's certain people in the room that you just don't. And a lot
That's
of that
so
is just the extension of their own beliefs, you know, and the same is true in dating. You know, there's just certain people we're really drawn to. We want to be around their energy. And like you were referencing earlier, they make us feel the way that we want to feel. And so the more that we can become the one, the the faster we will attract the one. But we have to be convinced of our own worth first.
Yeah, it comes, everything comes down to your own worthiness. I believe that too. And so I even think that that's why I'm going to ask you, but why do so many people will manifest love and they'll manifest a great partner, but then they sabotage the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so why is you, and why is that?
It just gets back to the whole worthiness issue, you know, that, that limiting belief that I am not worthy of this partner, or, you know, I really believe that if you really want to manifest love, that working on the barriers to receiving that love is one of the most important things that we can do. Because if we don't, then that's what happens. We end up sabotaging that relationship when it comes to us because we don't feel worthy of it.
Right.
So we don't show up as our best self. You know, and it goes away because we don't feel worthy of it.
We don't, or we throw it away because we don't feel worthy. We don't feel deserving of it.
Completely. Yeah.
I mean, you even see that in romantic comedies. How many times, oh, I could never, you know, I can't believe I got you. I'm not no good for you. And then she has to convince him that he is. And I'm always like, see, that's where it starts to get bad because you're, you're ending it at the climax. We need to fast forward a couple years down the road when they're living house together. Right?
Completely. Why is it that all the rom-coms end right when they get together?
I know.
You know? It's never after that.
And that's where the real deep relationships happen. The real work. The real stuff. Yeah, yeah. So I always laugh because when you have to convince somebody that they're good enough for you, I kind of feel like, to me now, from my past experiences, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
If somebody said, I'm not good enough for you, I would say in my mind, okay, I believe you. Bye.
Yeah.
Because they're going to manifest that. Right.
Right. They haven't come into knowing their worth at a deep level.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So that's part of the reason
their unconsciousness.
Unconscious. It's
unconsciousness
perfect.
That they are actually worthy of you. They just don't believe it yet.
Right. So they will manifest situations to prove themselves right because we're always, that's what manifestation is. We're always proving ourselves right. So if I believe something, the universe will create the circumstances to prove me right over and over and over again. So when you say in your comment, you know, it's all about worthiness. If you think you're too old to manifest a relationship, then you get to be right. If you think you're not pretty enough, you get to be right. If you think, but so flip it. Think it doesn't matter how old I am. Of course I'm going to manifest who I want. Yes, I'm pretty enough or I'm handsome enough or whatever.
Definitely. Right. Yeah. Right. Aligning your belief to what you really want is a really important step. Because otherwise you're keeping those limiting beliefs around and they are completely misaligned with what you ultimately want. And so I tell my clients, I said, we can do everything else right. But if your limiting beliefs are still there, then it's going to sabotage our work.
Yes.
So that piece is super, super important.
Yeah, because people will come up with every excuse why they can't find, it's where I live. No, it's not.
Right.
I
hear that a lot in San Francisco.
In California, my one girlfriend, she's beautiful. And I said, oh, stop it. That is not true. No, you don't understand. Yes. Okay.
Let me so you want to be right. That I'm right.
Okay. You get to convince me that you're right.
Yes. Even though it's not in my best interest, ultimately.
Right. And I suspect that I've seen this with other people, that people say they want a relationship, but they're not acting as if they really do. I think they're just afraid to be alone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. And when we're afraid to be alone, We tend to choose the next best person because we don't want to be alone, you know, instead of holding out because we can tolerate being alone and holding out for the person of our dreams. You know, the number one reason that we don't manifest our soulmate is because we settle.
Say that again.
That's it.
Say that again. That's important.
The number one reason why we don't manifest our soulmates is because we settle.
Yeah. Boom. That is an exclamation point for anybody who's listening right now. I know so many people who have settled and are not very happy in their relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they just, it's just easier to stay where they are than to make that move. Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. And what most of my clients know is that it's better to be alone than to settle.
Definitely.
Right? And then what they also know is that life can be so much richer when shared, when you share it with the right partner.
With the right partner. The right partner for you. Right. Yeah. Right. So what would you say to the women specifically who say that there are no available men? Because we've already touched on that. I've heard so many women say that. Oh, there's no available men. What would you say to that?
Yeah. I had a woman write that to me on LinkedIn last week.
Okay.
She said, there are no available men for women in their 50s.
Okay. So and what did you write to her?
I know that that's... I wrote to her about the power of belief, you know, because we create our experience. And so if that's what we believe, then that's what we'll receive.
Right.
So,
exactly.
But I know otherwise, one, because I have a database of available, incredible men.
Right.
But, and I've had lots of clients successfully manifest their partners in their 50s, you know, and it doesn't matter how old you are, you know, it really doesn't.
There's how many people on this planet?
Love in their 90s.
Right. Exactly. There's 8 billion people practically on this planet. I mean, you're going to tell me that out of all of them, let's say half is the opposite sex, or if you're same sex, whichever, doesn't matter. You can't find out of those 4 billion people, one person. That makes no sense.
And that's all it takes, you know? But I have to remind my clients, it just takes one. It just takes the right one, you know? But so often, what I find, what I find is that a lot of single people don't know how to choose the right partner. They don't know what to look for, you know? Again, Hollywood doesn't help us out in this way. And so people are really lost about what to look for, what they should consider and what they shouldn't. You know, what should be a deal breaker versus, you know, shouldn't be a deal breaker. And so that's what we work on together.
Okay. So is that individualized for each person? I mean, can you share general terms about certain maybe things across the board that we should be doing? If we decide we actively want to search out our perfect partner?
Yeah, definitely. Well, pretty common. And I, you know, again, think Hollywood is probably partially to blame here. But what I find is that a lot of single people overvalue looks and undervalue character. And if we're
really
looking to manifest a sustainable relationship, looks, unfortunately, aren't sustainable.
Right.
So if we have a relationship based on looks, which isn't sustainable, but we're looking to create a sustainable relationship, it doesn't fare well.
Got it.
But character, it's not to say that looks and attraction isn't important.
Of
course. But most people weigh it far heavier. While not really factoring in character much at all. And character is sustainable.
Right.
You know, having shared values in common with a partner is very important because values tend not to change over time. So if you're really looking to create a sustainable relationship, sharing values with a partner is a really good way to go.
Okay. Sharing your values with a partner is a really good way to go. And for women who are dating, I've heard two schools of thought that you should, I'm just going to speak as a woman, that if you want to have sex on the first date, have sex on the first date. But then I've talked to other dating coaches who advise not to do that, especially for women, because we women tend to get too attached too quickly.
Yes, the oxytocin factor.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I talk about that in my masterclass, the pacing of relationships and how important that is. I will say this, that as human beings, we are wired to connect slowly with each other.
Okay.
You know, that if we're really looking to create a sustainable, lasting relationship, moving slowly tends to fare better. The things that start fast tend to end fast, and the things that start slower tend to last much longer.
I never heard it put like that before, but now that you're saying it, all the ding ding bells are going off from from my past and from friends' past relationships. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, I didn't know that it took us, that we were naturally slower to attach. I didn't realize that that was the case.
Yeah,
that's an interesting perspective. Wow.
You know, we see so often in probably our own lives and our friends and family that, things that start fast, people get scared, you know?
Sure.
And then they go away and, you know, could be the worthiness and the sabotage, but it's like a lot of people get scared when things move too quickly.
That is very true.
And that's just because we're wired that way, you know, to go slow.
Yeah, we get spooked. Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about this dating. I've heard this thing, and I haven't had this experience because I'm not actively in the dating right now, but about ghosting. So I want to talk about that. But before we get into all of that, we're coming up on our next break. So I kind of want to go and take our break now so that we can get into that conversation. Okay, stay tuned, guys. Be back in a couple. Okay.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on OM Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. Okay, so Holly, before we went to break, I just mentioned briefly, I've heard of this, especially with this online dating, this ghosting thing. So what? Where people like be talking and there seems like there's a connection and the person just poof, disappears. So why do you think that happens,
like,
or what is that about?
Yes. Well, when it's done to you, it doesn't feel very good.
Right.
You know, when someone just disappears from your life and abandons, you know, whatever is happening, dating, or some people do it in long-term relationships and marriages.
Oh, yeah. I know.
You know, yeah. I think it's a symptom of a lack of emotional maturity. And, you know, there's always a way to let someone know how you're feeling. You know, there's a kind and honest way to say just about anything in this world. And, you know, I see it as a cowardly act to just walk and disappear. And, you know, sometimes we have to give ourselves the closure that we need. And so when we get ghosted, that's in essence what we have to do, and realize that we deserve better, you know, than someone who's willing to ghost us, you know, and just move on from there knowing that.
Yeah.
It can be very painful, though, and disappointing for sure.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
But also knowing that your ideal partner couldn't do that to you.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I always think, you know, when you're just with people that I've heard the stories with online dating, you know, that they'll be like, oh, yeah, I was talking to this person and then they just disappeared and we never met, but they seemed like they were excited and gone. And I always think, well, yeah, when it comes to something that's a deeper relationship, like a marriage or a partnership, then that's very painful. I think when you're first starting out, you know, I said, well, you know, at least now you know the kind of person you're dealing with.
Right.
So if they circle back around, you know, to say, pass. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. For sure.
Because why would you want somebody like that, that would do that? Because even if they got busy in their life somehow, or they met somebody else and you're just starting out, you can easily say to somebody, I met somebody that I connected with and I'm going to give this a shot. I don't want you to think that I will. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many things you can say that just makes the person
completely.
Oh, I totally understand that. Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could be as simple as saying something like, you know, it's just not a fit for me, wishing you all the best in your search.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, just something really succinct. You don't have to get into what the it is.
That's true. You're right.
But just letting them know that, you know, you're probably not going to be hearing from me and, you know, this wasn't a fit for me.
Right.
So, but better to know sooner rather than later, you know?
That's what I say, because when you learn, like, out later, it's a lot more painful. Right?
Completely. Yeah.
I'm sure many of us have been there who are listening. So when you tell women especially to stand in our power and confidently speak up for what we want and what we need, can you share a little bit about how we could do that? Because I think women have a tendency, and I know I used to be this way in relationships. I am not this way in relationships anymore. I was whatever his needs were, I put before my own. You see what I'm saying? Like, I was always going out of my way to make sure, you know, whatever you need, you know, people pleaser, like, especially with, you know, relationships, romantic relationships, I want to please and I want to make sure all your needs are met, totally bypassing my own needs. So I don't do that anymore. So how do we stand in our power?
Yeah, great question. Well, so many women don't realize how much power they actually have in dating and in manifesting their ideal partner. And we you know, we don't even invisible dating. And, you know, I think it's a cultural phenomenon. I think that you know, we're socialized to be passive as women, especially in dating. But what is actually needed in order to co-create the relationship of our dream is for women to step up into their power and to be more proactive. And, you know, for anything to be sustainable, it's got to meet both your needs as well as his, you know, both partners.
Right.
And if it doesn't meet your needs, it's not sustainable. So the harnessing of your inner power is really, you know, in essence, showing up in a different way that is respecting of yourself and your needs long term, and, you know, being a conscious co-creator of the relationship that you really want. Right. And the good news is that men who really care about you really want to know what you want and need. But we don't always believe this because we get a lot of messages out there.
Well, they say you should be showing up.
And,
exactly. Yeah. You know, if you're too powerful, men can't handle powerful women. And then that doesn't say a lot about men, I have to say, truthfully, if men can't handle powerful women. So to me, if I was a man, that would be insulting. You know, and then as a woman, they tell you if you are too confident in asking for what you want and what you need, then you're high maintenance. Sometimes they'll use the B word, you know. I mean, and listen, standing in your own power, there is a difference between being powerful and being high maintenance and being entitled. I'm not talking about that. There is a difference. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah, and as in so many things in life, it's really striking the balance, you know, striking the balance between your needs getting met and your partner's, communicating what needs to be said, you know, and because when we don't, it becomes all about our partner and it's not sustainable. And even if it were, we wouldn't want it to be because it's not what we need.
No, and it's exhausting. Being with somebody that you're always trying to please them and you put yourself second, it's exhausting. And and I believe if you do it long enough, or, you know, it can make you sick. It can actually make you physically ill.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. It builds resentment and anger for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So, why don't you share a little bit about, now you manifested, because we talked about that in your bio, your husband, your now husband. So when you decided that you were ready, because you and I have talked and you had some not such great relationships before your husband. what did you say to yourself? Like when you said, okay, I'm doing this for me now.
Yeah. Great question. So, you know, I was a serial monogamist for most of my life.
Me too.
A teenager. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And so I was the one who, you know, chose the next best person that I would meet because I wasn't comfortable being alone. And so I had a lot of boyfriends. I had some really wonderful men in my life. And I also had some really not so wonderful men in my life.
Sure.
And after the last of the latter, I just drew a line in the sand and I said, you know, I'm not doing it this way again. Okay. And so I got, you know, I think often our pain and our suffering is what causes us to change adversity. And so I think really harnessing those opportunities to make the changes that we really want to have was really important for me. And so I took 8 months to really focus on myself and to do my inner work, to ask myself the hard questions, to get comfortable being alone. You know, I wrote poetry and it was a deeply creative and reflective time for me. And at the end of 8 months, I also should say that for the very first time in my life, I actually wrote off men. Which I'd never done before, and I wasn't sure if I was doing it for 6 weeks or 6 months or 6 years. I really had no concept. I just knew that I needed to really focus on myself. in a way that I hadn't done before.
Yes.
And that's part of harnessing our inner power, right? Is knowing that we are the common denominator of all of our past experiences. And that is actually empowering, because we are the ones that have control over ourselves only anyway.
Right.
And so those 8 months, I wrote off men. And at the end of 8 months, I met up with an old friend from college. Mm-hmm. And we've been friends for years. And we just happened to be single at the same time for the first time, I think, since college. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing led to another. And we've actually, today is our 8-year dating anniversary.
Wow. Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
It was divine timing. I guess you guys weren't ready for the romantic relationship. And that happens too. Because I do, as you know,
very much.
People are getting older and we're in our middle age, and people are middle aged or reconnecting with old friends from high school or college, and, you know, starting a relationship then, you know, with somebody. And it's nice to hear those stories. It's nice to see people finding love, you know, again. I'm one of those people that believes that, well, I talk about manifestation. Like, if, you know, when you want a relationship and you really do the work, like you say, Holly, and you make that commitment to yourself that's what you want, then it doesn't matter where you live, how much you weigh, what your age is, or how you look. You know, you just got to work toward it. And then maybe look for somebody like Holly who can help you if you don't know what to do. Right.
Right.
So why don't you share a little bit about, if somebody wanted to reach out to you and work with you, what that would look like for them?
Definitely. Well, yes, I'm a big proponent of, if you're not getting what you want, doing something different, you know, and, you know, if we want to grow our retirement nest egg, we hire a wealth advisor, you know, if we want to change careers, we hire a career coach. And so I'm the one who helps you manifest the partner of your dreams, because I really do believe that you were intended to have the love of your dreams. Otherwise, it wouldn't be your dream, right?
Right.
We all have different dreams. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important to listen to those whispers in our soul, you know, to really guide us toward what we really want in this lifetime. So you asked, you know, how to work with me. So as mentioned before, so I'm a matchmaker, a dating coach, and I have my master class. You can reach me at findloveatlast.com. Mm-hmm. And I would love to offer your listeners today, for the first 10 people that reach out to me on my website, I'd love to offer them a complimentary dating success call, so that we can really, you know, help you get what you most want in love. And
that's very nice.
You know, it doesn't matter how old you are. Of course. Yeah. It doesn't matter how old you are, how long your list is, you know, how you look, you know, none of that matters. It just matters that, you know, the desire in your heart is what matters most, and I can help you get it.
Yeah, I think that's really kind. Thank you for offering that. That's really great. And I think, you know, a lot of people aren't sure if they want to be in a relationship. And I think you really need to be sure that that's what you want. Because it's okay if you want to be single for a while, even if it's a long
while.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's okay.
There's a season for everything. Yeah.
Exactly.
Definitely.
You know.
Yeah. It's important for us to to be alone, you know, at times, and to do the inner work that we need so that we prepare ourselves for the relationship of our dreams. And so often people say that they're ready for their next relationship, but so often they haven't prepared to really receive that relationship. And often we don't even really talk about that, you know, about what that means, or that is a necessary step, you know?
Of course.
But if we want something that we haven't had before, it usually takes a different path, you know, to manifest it.
Yeah. And you're right. You have to be able to look at what you have in your life and say, am I ready to bring somebody else into my life? Because a lot of things in your single life, are going to change. Yeah. And are you ready to share that? Are you ready to share your space and, you know, the way you do things and make these compromises and all that stuff? So people aren't always 100% sure. You know, they just think, oh, I just don't want to be alone. Right. I just don't want to be alone. Right. And it's okay to be alone. That doesn't mean you're going to be alone forever.
Yeah. Right. And it's finding a way to get comfortable being alone, which is for some people really easy and for others very challenging.
For me, it's really easy. Uh-huh. It was hard at first, but it became super easy. I do. I love my alone time. I really do. I cherish it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And, well, you know, if people are, for sure.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead, make your last statement.
Just wrapping up that it's okay if people aren't sure if they want a relationship. Sometimes we fear it, and sometimes we want it, and sometimes, you know, we're complicated creatures, and sometimes there's part of us that wants it and part of us that's scared of it. And that's okay, and that's totally normal. And there's usually really good reasons as to why we fear it. Mm-hmm. And we can talk about that too if you reach out to me.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Holly, for being here with me today. And please check out more about her on her website, findingloveatlast.com. Thank you for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave, and wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with joy, abundance, and love. Peace.